Texte numéro 8. All threats to the sea come from humans. How lawyers are gearing up to fight for the oceans. A few years ago, Anna von Riebe gave up her lucrative job in a corporate law firm specializing in art law to concentrate on her passion for the ocean. All threats to the sea come from humans, who behave as though nature is nothing more than a resource, says von Riebe, who works in Germany and Indonesia. But the ocean can't stand up for itself. Inspired by a rising wave of lawsuits seeking to hold governments and companies to account for climate action, she set up Ocean Vision Legal, a law firm with a unique remit to litigate on the ocean's behalf. My aim was to motivate people, organisations and states to take legal action to enforce ocean protection, she says. She's not alone. Last year, the UN Environment Programme said lawsuits challenging government and corporate inaction on the climate breakdown have become an important driver of change. There have been more than 2,500 lawsuits relating to the climate crisis around the world, and many relate to the ocean. In January, von Riebe's firm initiated preliminary proceedings against Germany on behalf of Bund, a German conservation NGO, for issuing fishing licenses that allow bottom trawling, a destructive fishing practice, in a marine protected area, MPA, of the Dogger Bank. If the case proceeds, it could set a precedent with implications for other European countries' licenses. Von Riebe, a surfer, is proactive on the ocean's behalf. Since Iceland decided to resume whaling last month, she has been working on a letter to the Human Rights Council, a UN body, warning that NGOs and others consider allowing whaling to be a potential infringement of the right to a healthy environment. Her firm is also looking into the legal implications of deep-sea mining. Von Riebe, however, is not the only lawyer exploring litigation as a tool against an industry as yet in its infancy, but which would pose one of the greatest threats to the oceans. One of the world's biggest environmental groups, the WWF, announced in May that it is suing the Norwegian government for opening up its seabed to deep-sea mining, claiming that Norway has failed to properly investigate the consequences of such activity. And there have been other notable successes on behalf of the world's seas. Perhaps the most significant came in May, when 9 small island states won a historic climate case, which ruled that all signatories to a treaty known as the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea must do more to protect the oceans from the impacts of global heating. Adapted from The Guardian, July 2024.